So this easy integration is one of the biggest levers we identified over the time. And we see it with other systems we had used in the past for some parts for the manufacturing side. It was very complicated for us, and now life becomes easier.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, and I am your host, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery. And before we head into the podcast, I just have a quick announcement to make. I'm starting a new section of the podcast called Listeners, Comments and Questions. And if you want to participate in that, if you have comments or questions you'd like to send in, send them to me. Send them to my email, tom.raftery@sap.com. Or message me on LinkedIn or on Twitter. If you send an audio message, I will include that in the show. You can hear your voice come back at you through the podcast. Or send me a message to my phone via WhatsApp or iMessage or whatever. My phone number is +34 608 252 871. Okay, now on with the show. My guest on the show today is Patrick. Patrick, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Patrick Benjamin Berg. I'm from Weidmüller Group. I'm vice president for global digitalization and responsible to make our factories become smart factories regarding digitalization.
And Patrick, for people who are unfamiliar with Weidmüller, what does Weidmüller do?
Weidmüller is one of the leading companies in automation and panel building, and we have around more than 800 million euros turnover per year, 5,000 employees worldwide. We have around 35 group companies in the world, and we are serving everything from the cabinet to the field into the machine.
Okay, so if I were to buy something from you, what kind of organization would I be, and what kind of thing would I be buying?
You will be from any kind of industry, I think. So you will be in the process industry, you will be from machinery, you will buy components like terminal blocks, like control parts, like cables, like everything you need. We have around 40,000 articles serving everything you have in the factory.
Okay, so most of your customers are manufacturers, would it be fair to say?
Manufacturers, machine builders, and photovoltaic users, and so on. So really, we serve a huge amount of industries with our products.
We brought you on the show because you've recently embarked on a project yourselves. Do you want to tell me a little bit about why you embarked on this project? And then we can get into what the project is and the outcomes of it.
So for Weidmüller, we are one of the leading companies in Germany especially, but also in the world for Industry 4.0 technologies for industry. And for our own manufacturing sites, we wanted to bring up more solutions for Industry 4.0 to really gain performance efficiency on the shop floor much more with modern digital integrated solutions. So this was the reason why we started the project. So we had some parts built up in the past decades, but we really have solutions, but it was not really integrated into our ERP environment.
Okay, so the idea was that you guys are selling solutions to companies to make them smart, but your own manufacturing facilities weren't as smart.
Not as smart as possible, yes. So this was a motivation for us.
Okay, great. And so can you tell me how the project progressed?
So it was for us at the beginning, we had a long phase of selecting appropriate software for this thing. So we wanted to have a digital integrated shop floor, really a paperless shop floor. And we had a look at several solutions, had a long selection phase. And at the end, we decided to gain the benefits from vertical integration and decided to use the SAP Digital Manufacturing Suite. And so I think we started with the selection in 2017. and started the project beginning 2018. And so we had the first go live in 2019. So, but it only took us a few months. There was a lot of preparation of master data preparation and so on. And what we really liked that we were able not only to have a good integrated software suite, but we were able to select between different partners who could help us to implement. So we selected Syntax Systems for that. This was a very good decision for us because they had an agile approach. So I think we did not have many agile SAP projects in the past. So was totally different with the colleagues. And it was really nice having this moving target around. So at the beginning, we knew, okay, we want to become paperless.
Right.
And what does it mean, paperless? And this is, but we had a lot of fun with our implementation partner and also with the software, because we could have been very flexible where we needed to. So this was, during the whole project, very interesting for us.
Okay. And what kind of goals did you have for the project? What kind of outcomes did you want to achieve? I mean, you said paperless. There's more to it than that, obviously.
Yes. So by becoming paperless, we wanted to increase the transparency on the shop floor, really knowing what is happening, really having every machine on the shop floor connected, having really everything transparent to us so that we can become more flexible in our decisions and really learn to know, okay, the most important part for digital automation is having good master data, having appropriate master data, clean master data. And with this project, the first step we wanted to achieve is really to see, okay, what we think is what's happening. Is it really happening on the shop floor? So how long does it take to get a product out of the machine? Is the machine configured as expected? So it's something where we had a lot of paper moving around and we never knew, okay, is it really happening like we think? This gave us a lot of transparency. And by this transparency we are now able to improve our master data and have a really better a disposition of supply chain planning in the future. So this is the goal we have at the end. So by having transparency, we can clean up everything, what's happening, what we have on master data, improve our processes, really clean up our digital and our physical processes, and then have a really better supply chain planning in the future because it's digitally integrated.
You said you started the project in 2017. Is the project now concluded, or is it something that's going to continue evolving, or what are the plans there?
So when we started 2017, we did the selection 2018. We had go lives on the different departments, one after another. So we started with molding, plastics molding department. Then we did the assembly department, the automated assembly department, and finally in the last year, the metal stamping department. So these are three processes, production processes we have in our manufacturing sites all over the world.
Okay.
So they are very similar. In this year, we are just performing some optimizations and putting on the manual assembly additionally to that. And by, I think, end of quarter three this year, we will have blueprints for every kind of production process we have all over the world in our production sites. And then we will start the global rollout. So we did the blueprint in one manufacturing site in Eastern Germany, in Wutachanroda. And in the future, we will do the rollout to all our manufacturing sites. So with this blueprint, and really have a fully integrated solution with all of our sites.
Okay, and what's your date for end of project where it's rolled out to all your sites?
I think we do not have a real end of the project. This will be an usually ongoing process, like we do our lean optimization in the manufacturing side, we will also do it with the digital processes. So we will continue optimization. And I think we can have 1 to 2 manufacturing sites per year. So we will finish in 2 or 3 years. So depending on how deep we do the integration and what we add. So there's a lot of stuff we did for our employees, especially when we brought the SAP solutions to Apple devices. And we are using Apple devices on the shop floor with the colleagues having the SAP system on these Apple devices. So it's a totally different kind to how they work. And this is what we may adapt to the different cultures we have and the different manufacturing sites in the world. So in Eastern Europe, in Asia, and the US. So this is where we need to see, okay, does it really fit to everyone? But we have a solution where it's easy to adapt now.
So you wrote your own applications to run on the likes of iPhones and tablets for people on the manufacturing floor so they would have access to the data. Is that what you're saying?
We'll be right back.
Elevate your brand with the Sustainable Supply Chain Podcast, the exclusive voice in supply chain sustainability. Last year, this podcast's episode were downloaded 113,000 times by senior executives across the world, with listeners concentrated in the EU, North America, and Asia. Become a sponsor. Lead the conversation. Contact me for sponsorship opportunities and turn downloads into dialogues. Act today. Influence the future.
It's not real an own application. So it's SAP based. So we're using on the Apple tablets, we just use a framework to encapsulate UI5 user interfaces. And on the iPads, we're using it's a native user interface, but behind there are the SAP connection to the SAP system. So all the logic is happening in the SAP system and the background.
And what kind of tasks are the employees able to do with these tablets and phones?
They can do everything at the place. They are able to give feedback regarding the production process. They can evaluate, okay, what's happening at the machine? Why does it have an error? Give in the feedback. They can confirm the number of produced parts. They can detect when there's an issue. They can just give an information if there's an issue with the material, with the machine, wherever they are. So they can. The most interesting thing we have is they can now walk around the whole facility with just an iPod, go to one of the rooms we have where there's material in. They can just use the iPod as a scanner, and the SAP system tells them, okay, what's inside, which colleague produced these parts, when have they been produced, and what's the next step, where do they have to put it. They have every information in their pocket now. So it's very nice.
So have you got any metrics that you can talk to about the project? I mean, what kind of percentage increase in output, or what kind of increase in efficiency for employees, or have you been measuring things like that you can speak to?
I want to give 2 examples. So for the performance of the employees, we could reduce the waste they have to walk in the manufacturing site by at least 20%. We reduce the time, the passive time where they have to confirm something in the systems. We could reduce this time they use, which is an improductive time, not a productive time for them, by 50%. And when we have a look at, okay, which transparency they give to us for our what's happening with our machines, we saw, okay, we see in the molding department, for example, there are differences of at least 10,000 hours in half a year, what was planned and what was really happening. So not only in one direction. So it's not only the right direction that the machines have been too slow, but sometimes also too fast. So at the end, we know, okay, it's it's in both directions nearly the same. But what we see is, okay, we are now able to see, okay, we do not need to buy more machines because we can have a better utilization, because we know, okay, when did the machine have been idle. Mm-hmm. So this is what we now can see. Okay, it has been idle for some times, but we planned the order would take longer on this machine, and we do not waste so much time. So when you see, okay, 10,000 hours of battery utilization, it's really a good thing for us. So it was only in half a year, and only one of the departments we had. So it's there will be nearly the same KPIs, I think, and the same results in the other departments. So the transparency is really outstanding now.
What was the most challenging aspect of this entire project, do you think?
The most challenging part, I think, was really to say, okay, is this solution, is SAP ready for the shop floor? So this was something where we needed to, I was not convinced at the beginning, but I saw, okay, it could fit. And the vertical integration will be great. And at the beginning, the colleagues on the shop floor, they said, oh, another SAP tool for us. They were not convinced. Now nobody's talking about SAP because they see, okay, it's a really good integrated solution. And everybody likes it now. So we did a lot of with transformation management. My colleague, Frog, said she did a lot of stuff, how we integrate the employees and the whole design process of the digital process. And this was really nice to see, okay, it's easy to adapt the best practice processes in the SAP system for us, and that they fit. And this is where which at the beginning was the biggest challenge, but with a good integration transformation management, I think you can do everything on the shop floor. And when you really give the employees the chance to say, okay, this is the biggest issue I have, and please find a solution for that with the digital process, it's easy to get the system running.
Any outcomes from the project that have taken you by surprise, pleasantly, hopefully?
One thing which really surprised us was the easy integration with mobile devices. So this is where we said, okay, Apple devices, they had the cheapest and I think most secure solutions we could take for the shop floor. And at the beginning, we did not have that in mind. So it was during the project, we said, okay, is this possible to get a mobile solution for that? Can we put iPads at the machines with the SAP solution? Will it run well or not? And this was really a surprise that it's running very well. And especially for the mobile, for the iPads we're using, that SAP is offering in the digital manufacturing suite so many interfaces we can use for standard transactions to get things done. So this was very easy to do for us, and this was really surprising.
Do you have plans to take this further? I mean, in 3, 5, 10 years, 10 years is probably ridiculously long to be thinking about, but 3 to 5 years kind of horizon, any further projects you plan to do?
So we will have a look at what will be offered. So for the next systems, add-on extensions we will have, we will have a deep look at what SAP is offering. So I think when we change our system in the next 4 to 5 years, the whole SAP environment to S4, we will also try to improve what we are doing in the manufacturing side. And what I'm personally looking forward to is really using the cloud solutions. So resource orchestration and so on. So there are so many good tools, but we need to integrate our systems first to get really benefit out of it. And the most interesting part will be in the future, I think, when at the morning everybody is going to the manufacturing facility, and then the system in 5 years will automatically say, okay, it will do the planning automatically and tell the employee, okay, this is the machine you have to serve today. These are your orders to produce. We have optimized this for you so that the mounting will not take too much time. It's optimized for you. And when you're having a break, we know that, and we will contact that the employee will get any information to keep its machine running when it's required. So really digital integration of the whole SAP ecosystem and digital automation of the planning process.
We're coming towards the end of the podcast now, Patrick. Is there any question that I haven't asked that you think I should have asked? Any topics we've not touched on or brought up that you think it's important people be aware of?
I don't think so. So I think we've touched everything. And I would like to say at the end is really okay. SAP is ready from my point of view. I was not convinced by SAP at the beginning, to having it on the shop floor now. I'm very thankful for having done this decision in direction to SAP. So this is really a good thing. And I think everybody should have a good and deep look at what's offered and how easy it is to integrate. So this easy integration is one of the biggest levers we identified over the time. And we see it with other systems we had used in the past for some parts for the manufacturing side. It was very complicated for us. And now life becomes easier.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you very much. Lastly, Patrick, is if people listening to this want to know more about Weidmüller or about Patrick or about the kinds of technologies that you've talked about, where would you have me direct them?
You can just contact me directly or find me on LinkedIn and just give me a short message and we can get into contact.
Fantastic, Patrick. That's been brilliant. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast in iTunes. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.